Hey guys, what's happening? What's going on in Sharkland? This is Eric from the Shark School with another episode of Let's Talk Shark. Today's episode is the second part about free diving with sharks. During the first episode, we talked about the three types of ways to approach a shark: drop and rotate, level and move, position and weight. Today, I want to talk about how to behave should a shark then come closer or too close, how to behave should you get nervous and want to withdraw. Although we briefly touched on how to withdraw, we did not talk about when being submerged. Probably the biggest difference between being relaxed to surface without sharks and when some are around is that you should always be in a vertical position, not horizontal position. And of course, let your feet and legs dangle. Don't move around. Remember water pressure. This form also makes it possible to pivot and easily look around. That's what you really want to do whenever you're with sharks in the water. You want to know who is around, where are they, and just being familiar with the situation, the scenario. Well, now you're at the surface. Now, should you get ready to submerge again, well, then you leave the vertical position, of course, go horizontal, do whatever technique you use to, breathing technique to get ready, and basically do the same preparation you would on a regular dive. Of course, at that point, you already decided which approach you like to perform. Again, drop and rotate is the simplest one. Position and weight needs the most preparation or understanding about swim patterns of sharks. As with other water activities, the control of a situation is the most desired aspect, which is especially true should you want to withdraw from an interaction or the animals start to get obtrusive. First and foremost, when being submerged, never withdraw in the direction the shark is swimming. So if the animal comes towards you in a frontal approach or head-on, don't withdraw along its projection, but to the side. Should the shark decide on following you and you still have not reached the bottom time, swim against the animal. Don't wait to see if he keeps following you. Go after the animal. If, however, the bottom time is reached or even exceeded and you, of course, have to ascend, follow this simple rule. The slower, the better. I know this sounds like duh, but it's really, really important that when you're among sharks, try to ascend as slow as you can, mainly because of the water pressure. Chances are that the sharks keep following your withdrawal and is even interested in your fins, so that's why if you do it in a slow and controlled manner, you actually control the situation. So make slow and long kicks and always keep watching the animal. In most cases, you reach a surface within a few seconds where you remain vertical. Look for the shark or any shark that may develop some curiosity, and immediately once you reach the surface, stop moving your fins. The fins produce water pressure. Sharks hardly remain at the surface and most likely descend again, so you will have them below you. And remember the term inner circle that I introduced in episode 4? Well, this is clearly a situation where this space is of importance. Picture a circle around the shark with a radius of 2 body length. Do it horizontally and vertically, and you will see if the shark or the inner circle of the shark touches the surface or touches you. When a shark is close to the surface or close to any structure for that matter, its escape routes are reduced, making a shark nervous. However, if the lure is bigger than the inner circle influence, a shark may still remain at the surface, but most often further away. Should you have a more stubborn animal, and I mean that in a positive manner, rotate with the animal, pivot, and see if it comes closer or not. Should it happen that you're not too comfortable with the bugger anymore, be ready for face guide push move. By now, I think you're familiar with what I mean with face guide push move, mainly with the guide push aspect. That means, of course, you're pushing or guiding the animal away from you, and if nothing happens, well, you move towards the shark. This leads me to the question if one can then dive down again. Should a shark remain at the surface? The answer is yes, if you do so when the shark swims away from you, but no, if the shark circles or swims towards you. In that case, if you feel the need to submerge, which I wouldn't know why, but if you feel you have to, first swim towards the animal and force it to keep a bigger distance towards you. As a reminder, a circling shark does not do so as a prelude for a bite, even so should the animal come closer over time. This whole circling is about increasing contact time with the object, with you. And remember, a circling shark can always be interrupted in its pattern by moving towards the shark in question. Of course, if you now want to submerge, then of course you always have to see how many sharks are below you. So it could be a situation where several sharks are between you being at the surface and the chosen depth. So should you swim through these animals? You can, but I would not suggest, since descending, you have a certain head position, or you should have, what doesn't really allow you to look around. So it's really, really better just to wait a few minutes till sharks disperse a little bit, or you can at least keep an eye on them when you submerge. Then, of course, then it's the opposite, not descending, but ascending through sharks. Well, that is actually a much simpler procedure. You focus on the closest shark and pivot if it moves around you while ascending. And it does not matter if this chosen shark is the smallest or not, since if you decide to stop your ascent, swim towards the shark, it will most likely create a chain reaction. So if you go after one shark, most of the time the others close by will take a bigger distance between you and them as well. You may now ask if all the procedures work under any situation with any species. The answer is yes, most likely. When I first started to work on the influences and bottlenecks of freediving, swimming, snorkeling, and the other water activities, I used as many species as possible, and the conditions were not always favorable. So this background was then used to specifically work on particular techniques for the respective activity and situation. So I sometimes just use one animal or one species and just created different scenarios, or if we had really a bad situation, like weather-wise, but we didn't know what type of shark, we just jumped in and see who shows up and then tried it. So when I say most likely, it implies that although we have tested many different scenarios and getting always the same result, there may be some scenarios that I just have not come around to, but I still can assume the same outcome. Before I finish this show, there is one additional scenario that I'd like to briefly discuss. What to do when you just free dive, not expecting any shark or any sharks, but all of a sudden one is right in your face. Likely the first thing that happens is that you get into a stress mode, or at least a stress-like state, thus needing more oxygen. So this is a very bad thing when you start to get stressed out among sharks. So my personal thing is, if wherever I go and jump in and do some free diving, I want to make sure or being aware if sharks have been seen in closer vicinity. So how to behave once you're consciously aware that a shark is in front of you? Always first and foremost is to seize any motion, any forward motion, and if you can, go vertical. Since the shark has to move as well, wait until its body orientation aims away from you, and then try to ascend, and here as well, don't go straight up, go to the side, try to get more distance between you and the animal. However, should you have to ascend because you reach your bottom time, well, chances are you are able to go vertical, but again, wherever possible, move sideways with the reference to the shark's body orientation. And of course, then in an ascending angle. Freediving with sharks is an incredible experience, and I hope that more people can get up close and personal with these awesome predators. And keep in mind, sharks are not what the media wants us to believe, but mostly shy creatures that need a lot of patience until they lose their fear and come closer. Okay, I hope you're going to try all these things, and you're going to have, I'm sure you will have a lot of fun. So that's it for today. tune in again for another show of LTS. Have a great day. And if you meet a shark out there, have fun, enjoy the moment, and remember, it is a privilege.